Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, it's Chris and Cam. We're live on location for Joy 94.9, 35 Johnson Street in Collingwood. Please come on down. We're live from the 30th anniversary celebration of the Keith Haring Melbourne mural. With thanks to Arts Victoria and, of course, proudly supported by the lovely city of Yarra.
Now, with us now is a very, very important man when it comes to this whole project. Antonio Rava is with us. He is the Vice President of the Italian Institute of Conservation, and he's recognised as a leading figure in the conservation of contemporary and modern artwork, and has also undertaken conservation on works by masters, including the late 13th century painter Giotto. I hope I've got my Italian accent correct. It's probably terrible, actually. Antonio, welcome to Joy.
Hello, thank you.
Now, you answered a call out for expressions of interest a couple of years ago in terms of looking for someone to, or looking for people to help restore this piece of art. When did you first learn about this piece of art, and what made you respond to that expression of interest?
I worked on the Italian Tutto Mondo Keith Haring mural just before that, and I knew this huge, beautiful mural painting was in a bad condition. So I thought somehow it was possible to participate to this project too. But when there was the moment of bidding, of answering the request, I really didn't believe I could win such a competition, because it was a world competition, and I felt very little in comparison. But then it appeared in a very unexpected way, and they answered my proposal was accepted, and I could go on treating with the administration, the council, because it was not clear what to do. It still was on progress, and they could always refuse my program and decided not to do anything and stop it at that time.
So even though you succeeded in being given the first option in terms of how to restore it, you still had to then investigate and present what the best options were.
And that started at the most delicate moment, because some brilliant idea should start and resolve the huge question which lay, was ongoing still for a long time, between the repaint of the mural and the conservation without adding anything, just like it is, only a remnant, an old pale image of the characteristic of the paint. And both of the way were not accepted for many people, and I also didn't accept each of those. And also Julia Gruen, director of the Haring Foundation, was really doubting about this, and she was more towards the repaint. But we had also a meeting with her, and we explained it was very nice to have a restoration instead of a repainting, because we could find the actual sign of the hand of the artist and keep it in a very sensitive possibility, while repaint is always losing the artist. It's like look the paint and you don't have a Keith Haring anymore. You have only just a pale image of what was at that time.
Yeah.
And then we started thinking about
it. So what were the key real technical problems in that you saw with the work? What was the major points in terms of its deterioration?
We were really thrilled when we understood that under the whitish layer which covered all the surface, making this gray appearance, there was the yellow which you see now. It was there. It was only covered by a layer of efflorescence and discolored protectives applied in time. So we found in a very simple way the possibility to rubber gently the surface and remove all what was over and recover the yellow. I remember the first step, the first test of cleaning as a very big joy, because that was the sure possibility to go on and resolve the restoration in a proper way.
And so we managed to clean the discolored protectants over that had been put on it over the years. Were there other any real major concerns during the process that you might damage the artwork more?
No, there was the concern about the red lines because those were not there anymore. We cleaned and we were aware and we completely cleared out that the red lines were missing, because it was made with enamel, alkydic enamel, which is a beautiful colored layer, but not lasting at all, because it's like an oil which gets brittle and fades and powder away. So the problem of the red lines was adding a glaze over the surface, which could replace the red appearance without changing anything of the original shape, because you could see the shape perfectly, even the lines, the drips of the artist's work, but you didn't have red anymore.
So that was a way of really being able to hang on to the genuine herring brushstrokes, essentially.
Yeah. And I had this task because I was there, you will see in the movie, with the brush, which is big, the same as he used to follow and to feel herring, following all those in a very careful way without dripping another time, because he did, but it was him, and me was just the question of following what he had done at that time. And still, you see all the transparent, through the transparent glaze, the possibility of recovering what was his brush stroke. And also, my application is reversible, which is something very special, because we choose a nanoparticles resin, which doesn't go inside. It's very strong, but it remains only to the upper layer, outer layer, and it can be rubbed away when is the moment to remove for any reason. So we didn't change the characteristic of the work. It can be reversed to the originality without any change, any complete irreversible paint.
What's been done in terms of how do we protect this mural going forward?
Yeah, that was the final step. The hydrorepellency is a very clear, simple way to maintain, because hydrorepellency avoids water to dissolve the fragile and sensitive materials of the paint. In outdoor environment, it's very dangerous for acrylics, and they can last more than 20 years. So hydrorepellency will be replaced every 5 or 4 years, and continuously maintaining the characteristics we can imagine long-lasting for the mural.
So I'm assuming that you've helped Arts Victoria and the City of Yarra help put a plan in place to ensure this continues to happen.
Yeah, and we are now involved. The first application will be in August, just exactly 1 year after the completion of the restoration. and then another after 4 years. So we go on already with steps provided, and we know we will keep a memory. And my son is with me. He did all the work with me, and so he will continue all these treatments. We also cleaned the graffiti, which was unfortunately made on, over
recent,
the surface.
Yeah,
1 week ago.
Yeah. So I did a great job because you can't see it. So well done. Keith Herring, in terms of your memories of the man and of the work, what, you've worked on more than you've worked on at least two of his pieces.
And now I'm starting to work on the third in Paris. He did always for free, like it was him, gently attitude to give to the people. And in that case, he worked for the children ill at the Necker Hospital in Paris, and he made a column in the center of the hospital with beautiful paintings. And we are going now to restore also those which are again in terrible condition because of the weather, because of the outdoor exposition. So I feel really inside a condition of working with his work, and I'm thinking of him a lot.
Fantastic. And Tony, you should be congratulated in your work so far. The mural looks astounding. It's amazing. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations. And thank you for helping bring this iconic mural back to Melbourne.
Thank you.
And thank you for being with us today here on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you're listening to Joy 94.9. It's Chris and Cam live from the 30th anniversary celebration of the Keith Herring Melbourne mural, with thanks to Arts Victoria and proudly supported by the City of Yarra.
Your community is our business. Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. And Mark will press stop and we'll be right.
Oh, Marky Marky, he's tidy whitey. He's getting a little excited over there.
He's cut the circulation off with his tidy whitey.
He needs to go for a medium.
Who are we?
Well, we are listening. You're listening to Joy 94.9. We are live from the 30th anniversary celebration of the Keith Herring mural. It is right here at 35 Johnson Street in Collingwood. Come on down. Say hi. With thanks to Arts Victoria and proudly supported by the City of Yarra.
I did hear someone honk their horn before, so they obviously wanted to hear their own horn on the radio while we were talking.
It was a hot horn. But if anyone wants to come on down and just beat their horn as they go past, please do. We're happy to hear horns.
Happy to have... No, what?
You're happy with any horn, Chris, I know.
Speaking of which, joining us now is someone who has very quickly become a regular voice on Joy 94.9. Patrick Whelan-Smith is with us now. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Now, you also participated in our Taste of Radio course that as part of the City of Yarra.
I was certainly. Thank you, City of Yarra, for giving me that opportunity. It was fantastic.
Absolutely. Now, the course took place, finished in December?
Yeah, finished in December with that one. It was quite intensive, very intensive for the 8 weeks we talked about earlier, but I think it was the fact that we got a lot covered in a very short space of time and yet still very eloquently able to become, at least beginning to become radio broadcasters, I know, with my experience. Anyway.
But the big thing for you is it's been part of bringing you into Joy, and you've really thrown yourself at many different aspects of radio broadcasting at the station. Mm. I'm sure most people will have heard you doing the news.
Yes, sometimes on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. What else have you done at the station?
Well, I also produce a show on Monday nights called Is Nothing Sacred with Jim Hyde, so Mondays at 10, and I'm also on with The Kitchen Table on Sundays at 1 o'clock, and yeah, otherwise I'm also do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Hear the voice on a couple of the promos as well, pretty much because I guess Joy has now become my home. I've got a bed there now. No. So I just show up. It's just like, oh, we'll have you. You're here. Yay!
What was... did you start... You were actually started to get involved with Joy before the course, didn't you?
I did. I started originally in news, and simply because I was always interested in radio, but as a behind-the-scenes sort of thing, and I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do. Saw the thing for Joy, becoming a newsreader, went went in, thought they'd hate me, thought I'd be too excited, and because I've tried to go on radio before, and they were like, "Oh, you don't have a frontal lobotomy, we won't have you." And then I ended up.
Are you saying Joy's an intelligent radio station?
I did not. Yes.
Intelligent. No.
But he's not talking about our show normally. Although we're very upmarket today.
Eyebrow is the word. Eyebrow.
Yes. But what do you think the difference is between what you did with Joy before the course and after the course?
I think the difference was certainly the understanding of a lot of media law, also the fact I got introduced to a lot of people from gender diverse, different backgrounds as well, and that was my best thing that I got out of that. Also a lot more confidence in producing, because I produce the show on Mondays, so that means that I'm behind the scenes saying shut up and let's keep moving on. I'm so grumpy, and but it's fantastic for that, and it's a lot of the confidence that I built out of that and the relationships from there.
Fantastic. Would you recommend it again?
Oh, definitely. I'd recommend it to anyone.
We got a honk.
Oh, we got a honk. Right.
Sorry, a horn.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a horn.
Don't interrupt.
Sorry, I was just excited.
Oh, it's okay. You can be excited. It's all good. But yes, that's what I got. A lot more confidence out of it.
Fantastic. Patrick, you are a very, very important member of the Joy team these days. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for thinking I'm important.
Well, what do you want, Chris? Well, what do you want?
No, he's way too young. Well done on becoming part of the team. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Patrick Whalen-Smith. He's now a core member of the Joy 94.9 broadcasting team, and he completed the Taste of Radio course courtesy of the City of Yarra late last year.
Now, you are, of course, listening to Joy 94.9 live from the 30th anniversary celebration of the Keith Haring Melbourne mural at 35 Johnson Street in Collingwood, with thanks to Arts Victoria and proudly supported by the City of Yarra.
Bringing you more of your community. Joy 94.9.
Well done, everyone. You are listening to Chris and Cam on Joy 94.9. We are live from the 30th anniversary celebration of the Keith Haring Melbourne mural at 35 Johnson Street in Collingwood. Come on down and say hello. We'll even give you jelly beans. With thanks to Arts Victoria and proudly supported by the City of Yarra.
Now, joining us now is Councillor Jackie Fristacchi of the City of Yarra. And I introduced her completely incorrectly last time, so I'm going to make sure that I don't call you the Lord Mayor. You are...
I don't mind.
You are the mayor of the City of Yarra currently.
Yes, a great pleasure being mayor.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9.
Yes.
Now, you are a core to everything we're doing here today, of course, or the City of Yarra is. So congratulations.
Well, it's a great day, isn't it, to celebrate 30 years. Just imagine March 84 when Keith Haring happened to...
Create
the mural.
I know.
Stunning. I mean, just did it in one day.
I know, that's the part I found amazing. That you look at it and go, no, would have taken longer than that. But no, he's obviously a very quick worker.
And Antonio Bravo in restoring it's taken months as against the one day.
It's much more careful work, I think, to restore than it was to actually create.
But I think that was the skill of Keith Haring, that he was able to create... magnificent works of art so seemingly effortlessly. That was his genius and his skill, his capacity to do that drawing and the fine hand movements that he was just able to do it. People admired that, all over the world admired his capacity to do that, because that's quite remarkable to be able to just do a final without making mistakes and just doing it so well.
Well, and it's very much part of the style, that the whole, which he refined on the subways of New York, the whole street art style. So it was a very, I think the whole point being that it was a very, what's the word, probably whatever came to mind at the time was what he painted. So
Well, he obviously thought a lot, but we also owe great credit to a John Buckley, who invited Keith Haring, Keith Haring down, invited him here, and he accommodated Keith Haring, and he actually had him at Glamorgan School, and he did, I think story goes in the history that he did secret murals every day on the chalkboards in the class, and the kids didn't, they'd come into class, they'd know, who on earth has done this amazing work? And this went on for a long time until he finally let on. But John Barclay arranged with the Collingwood Tech to allow the mural, or to invite, really, not really allow, invite Keith Haring to do the mural. And so I think we also need to give great credit to teacher John Barclay.
Absolutely.
Lover of art.
I understand there was like almost a 2-year gap between the invitation and when Keith finally came to Melbourne, and it was in that 2-year period where his fame actually rose. So I guess in some ways we're actually quite fortunate that that even occurred.
Well, we helped his fame. I think we have, because this is, you know, it is known internationally, so it's amazing.
When did it come back to the attention of Yarra Council that we needed to do something about getting this piece of artwork maintained?
Well, we worked with the Keith Haring Foundation. 2004, we applied to have it heritage listed. So I wasn't involved. I mean, I got on council in 2002, and there was talk for some years about it, but that accelerated, and we actually applied to have it heritage listed 2004. That was successful. There was a fair bit of work with the ward councillors and our arts and cultural people at council to work with the Keith Haring Foundation, and worked on the government.
Yeah, I was going to say,
you have to do, lobby the government, and lobby the authorities, and the heritage listing was quite critical, and we're very grateful to Arts Victoria to have provided the funding to enable the restoration, because it has been significant costs that council could not have accommodated.
So the building itself, which was originally the Collingwood Tech, so it would have
been... Boys' school.
Yeah, so it would have been a state government building. Is it now in the hands of Yarra Council?
No, it's still state government, and it is... Well, I don't think it's been firmly determined, or finally determined, but there's applications for it to be part of an arts precinct with various cultural arts groups, with Circus Oz.
Circus Oz are about to start up here.
Yep. But in terms of school, I actually did some classes here. I did my first computer training course here at Collingwood TAFE.
I was going to say, funnily enough, Collingwood TAFE behind us.
In the 80s.
Yeah, behind us, I actually completed my computer operator certificate in 1983.
We're both former students, so it's a bit nostalgic now.
It
but
is.
It still will be, have different former students with Circus Oz. It's so exciting. They're just moving in while Circus Oz is on tour, but they're just moving in and as we speak. And it is wonderful to see the huge auditoriums, two huge auditoriums, which is full with the gantries and the trapeze equipment, where it'll be a hum of teaching again, with very exciting teaching circus skills. So so the teachers are there on deck getting it all set up.
So speaking of teaching, of course, one of the other things that the City of Yarra has been instrumental in is allowing a whole bunch of City of Yarra residents to go through Joy's Taste of Radio late last year, which we're very grateful for, and which they are also grateful for. That's been a wonderful exercise for the City of Yarra and for Joy.
Yeah, well, City of Yarra has been a great supporter of both community and community radio, not just Joy, but 3CR and MBS. So right from the start, it's something that council has supported, and we're happy to remain a major supporter of community radio, because the links of council and community are just so integral.
Absolutely.
And funnily enough, I was going to say, the City area actually is kind of the home of a lot of community radio. You've really got a number of stations.
Yes, 3CR just off Smith Street, and the Abbotsford Convent.
We've got PBS just across the road here. So, yep.
Well, our concern as a council is to ensure you stay here, because with the pressures, and I take it back to government policies, because we haven't had planning which enables the growth areas of Melbourne to have had public transport and the infrastructure that keeps people engaged with their community. And so a lot of suburbs are dormitory suburbs, and people come into the city area, and because they don't have the infrastructure, there's a huge demand on our infrastructure and huge demand on properties in the city of Yarra. And that's the demand's way exceeded supply. Property values have absolutely escalated, and that's a real risk that we lose the sorts of cultural activities and the diversity, the diversity of housing and the diversity of individuals in our municipality. So we're determined to try and keep it, and that's why it's absolutely thrilling to have the Abbotsford Convent as a cultural hub. It's absolutely thrilling to have the Collingwood Tech site now becoming a focus for community arts and culture with Circus Oz and the other arts groups that we hope are given a home on the site.
Well, we're certainly very grateful for your involvement in our station in this last year. And it's going to continue in a broader scale with your involvement with our community. A very, very important event this year is the AIDS Conference for 2014 happening in Melbourne. But the City of Yarra has a huge involvement in that conference as well.
Yes, it's the biggest conference. We're told it's the biggest conference, and I think they've booked out every... So if anyone has got international or other friends who want to have accommodation in Melbourne from the 19th of July, forget it, because they've booked out every hotel room in Melbourne. So that's a risk for everyone else, but it's 20,000 delegates or something like that. It will be at Jeff Shedd, but the organisers have selected City of Yarra as the home for the after-hours activities for various cultural...
So Victoria Street, I would imagine, with the Vietnamese street precinct there, I think, is a big part of that.
Oh, our new gateway, which we're actually opening next Friday week. We're opening that. It's going to be very, very exciting to recognise the contribution of the Vietnamese community to Victoria Street. But during the AIDS conference, we're also coinciding... that we're organising, we're going to have the second Leaps and Bounds live music festival to coincide with the World AIDS Conference. So there'll be lots of gigs and entertainment. We're also the Gertrude Projection Festival, where we've got the light projections along the various buildings in Gertrude Street. So that's going to be on at the same time.
Fantastic.
And also we've commissioned one further thing for the AIDS Conference. We've commissioned a life-size bronze statue of it's David and Lion, and the lions symbolising courage. That's a life-size bronze statue. Very exciting to have that, and that's going to be installed in time for the conference as well. So there'll be lots of things for our international visitors to
Fantastic.
Come and see, and put Melbourne on the Yarra on the cultural world cultural map. And of course, we'll have them come down to the Keith Haring Mill.
Yes. Of course. Mayor Frostowski, thank you very much for joining us today. Lots of fantastic reasons for having you on board today, and thank you for having us in the City of Yarra today.
Great pleasure.
Now, you are, of course, listening to Joy 94.9. It's Chris and Cam live from the 30th anniversary celebration of the Keith Haring Melbourne mural, with thanks to Arts Victoria and proudly supported by the City of Yarra.
Your community is our business. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Joy 94.9, and guess what? We are live. You would never have guessed. We are at the 30th anniversary celebration of the Keith Haring Melbourne mural. It's 35 Johnson Street in Collingwood, just up from the Tote. Come on down, visit us, or if you're driving past on Johnson Street, honk that damn horn, people. With thanks to the very nice people at Arts Victoria and proudly supported by the fabulous City of Yarra.
Now, Matt, somebody's just told me that we're going to be interviewing after 6 o'clock the Minister for the Arts, and I didn't actually know that, so now I'm all nervous. But we'll get to that one after 6 o'clock.
And is it state?
state.
Oh, it's all right.
In the meantime, we have Ian Muchamore.
Muchamore
with us. He is the board director and he's currently the president of Living Positive Australia. So
Living Positive Victoria.
That's,
you could call it Australia or you could say the world, president of the world.
One step at a time, because world domination comes later.
Welcome to Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
You're here just to help us celebrate the 30th anniversary of this amazing mural, but you have some personal memories and experience of Keith Haring.
Well, I'm a local, so I go by this all the time, and I think it's really important to have something that reminds us of the contribution that positive people have made, and this going back 30 years. When this was painted, I was almost a child, actually. I was a child of the 80s, but I think I was technically a child when this was painted. And I was obviously coming out as a gay man then, and I was living way up in Scotland at the time, but I still knew who Keith Haring was, mainly through pop culture, I think. Mainly through things like Malcolm McLaren and Grace Jones. I think we were playing Grace Jones earlier on. And, all of us in, apart from the bad blonde hair and, the terrible fluorescent clothes, we had our Keith Haring buttons. And, so Keith Haring was part of growing up for me. And so it's great to be reminded of this, because partly because it reminds me of my childhood. But also, we have a population, a great lesbian and gay population within Collingwood. And it makes me reflect upon also, we know that there's a large population of people living with HIV within the city of Yarra. It's probably the biggest population of people living with HIV in Victoria. And, it's very different living with HIV now than it was 30 years ago for Keith Haring.
Yeah, absolutely. So, part of his legacy of contracting HIV in those very early days and therefore succumbing to the virus before there were adequate treatments available were these paintings. I mean, that was part of his, I think that was...
And he was out there from my recollection is he was out there and he was open about his status, and people understood that he was a person living with HIV. Clearly it was different back then, that there weren't the antiretroviral treatments, and he knew that very likely he only had a limited time to live, but he put a lot of effort into that and produced, fantastic, creative output such as this. And my reflection is back to the present day, which is that things are very different now. It's actually that we have, superb treatments. We've got an international conference over in the States at the moment, some more, good news coming out there. But we know that there are great treatments if we get tested. And so we know within this local area, within this community, that there are many people living with HIV who are on treatment and they can live, next to normal lives with many of the expectations and don't have the stigma and discrimination that people did back in Keith Haring's day. But we need to know our status to do that, and we need to have, we need to attack that stigma and that discrimination for people to feel that it's okay to go and get tested and also to be engaged in getting treatment. So those are my sort of, my big medical messages, which I always take around with me everywhere. But also I just love Keith Haring.
Absolutely. And I think Lucy Stackpole Moore actually said today that the 30-year anniversary is a great a metaphor for the whole fact that where we've come in the last 30 years as well, as you mentioned.
And this, I heard that as I was driving in, and she was talking about this rejuvenation and with the AIDS conference. And I think this is one of the other important things, is that this is a reminder for the local community that HIV is still with us today. It's something that has dropped off on the radar, sort of faded as the painting did, as Lucy was saying, which I thought was great. And whether it's with, July and the AIDS 2014 Congress, or with the Ending HIV campaign, which we're running in association with the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre, we're trying to put HIV back on the agenda for very good reasons. It's not simply about raising awareness, it's because people can do something.
So what do you see as important for leading up to the conference and for the role of Living Positive Victoria in the next few months?
Well, we have the spotlight. We have the attention, I think, of the community if we do things right. I think we have the confidence of the community and also perhaps of policymakers. So the thing we're looking for at the moment is legacy. You know, so that legacy means, you know, don't simply talk the talk. We want action. You know, right. as a community organisation, sometimes we have to be a little bit out there and difficult, and we expect outcomes. And so some of the things we expect are, you know, better systems to address. We've just had a report out a couple of weeks ago on what some of the financial barriers are to people going on to treatment, what some of the barriers in the health system are to people going on to treatment. So we'd like to see some results in some of that work. We'd like to see some results in some of the other work that's happening in the health system, better programs to attack the stigma and discrimination I was talking about. So some real results. And I think together we can do that. You know, we can talk the talk, build up the ambition. But I think that if we do that as a community, we work together, we can actually see the number of HIV infections begin to go down, because it hasn't been going down for a long time. And that's what we all want to see. And we want to see the people that are living with HIV living more fulfilled, having a greater sense of well-being and being active members of the community.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, as you said, you've been a fan of Keith Haring all along, so you're going to be going in there and seeing the new documentary, which none of us else get to see yet.
Really? No. Well, I am privileged. I'm looking forward to that too.
Yes, so you'll get to see something of your hero. So I hope you're looking forward to that. So, but thank you for joining us today. It actually has been really interesting hearing Living Positive Victoria's perspective on the coming months. It's very, very good. So thank you.
It's going to be a busy time, and I encourage people to come down and all the time. It's a great mural.
It is. It's Ian Muchamore, the board director and president of Living Positive Victoria.
Yes, you're listening to Joy 94.9 live and loud from the 30th anniversary celebration of the Keith Haring Melbourne mural, with thanks to Arts Victoria and proudly supported by the City of Yarra.
You are listening to Joy 94.9 live from the 30th anniversary celebration of the Keith Haring Melbourne mural. We are thanks to Arts Victoria and supported by the City of Yarra today. CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. It's a very different edition of the show for us today.
It's the educational version with artistic license included.
Artistic license?
Yes.
Artistic license to be arty?
Because everyone knows it's not true.
The thing that's most exciting is that the one interview we didn't know is happening straight after the news. So in about 4 minutes' time, we're going to be talking with the Honourable Minister of the Arts, Heidi Victoria.
So I will delay the traffic just for a little while.
Yes.
And funnily enough, I'm delaying the traffic just like you're getting delayed in the traffic.
In the traffic. So we've got the news coming up with Philip at 6 o'clock. So we'll be doing that right about now. This is Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.